So we've come out of closed door session. We're now back into our regular session of the North Davis School District.
School district.
Sewer district, because I'm not even on anything associated with them. But so I just want to kind of give a quick briefing of maybe some other possibilities that we have here that can associate with this deal. Now, obviously, I'm in agreeance. I think we need to go ahead and go forward with our decision. But as many of you know, I'm late in there. We've got a lot of compatible use lands that we have to deal with, and then my association with trying to work some of those land deals out to the benefit of the property owners. There's a gentleman that I've been dealing with. His name is Joe Knott, and he called. I had a regular scheduled meeting with him this morning, and we were going over some, deals that we have to do there. And I kind of said, "Well, Joe, so what's new? What's some of the other things you're working on?" And he proceeded to tell me about this other type of financing, or not necessarily financing, but additional funding that's available. So before we got deep into the weeds, I says, "Hey, I have a quick question for you." And I asked him, "Is there any way that they would look outside of the compatible use area, but as long as it's within the general area of Hill Air Force Base, right?" And he said that typically no, but he's got another program. He's part of a nonprofit organization. So I briefly explained a possibility. I didn't give him any details whatsoever because I didn't feel like I was in the right. I just didn't feel good about it, nor would I jeopardize anything, right? So from that conversation, I says, "Well, I really need to have a come. I need you to talk to our district manager out here." So then I was able to get David on the phone, and then so David, do you want to pick up on that conversation and how that went, and kind of where we're sitting? I
Sure.
mean, it's we don't know yet. It's extremely green, but.
It's kind of complex, right? So he
Yes.
has a nonprofit organization where he kind of works with the military and also extremely wealthy people getting tax breaks. And so from what I understood was that he would work with these wealthy people to purchase land, and then they do some improvements and then donate this land to this nonprofit, and then and they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax breaks. And then this nonprofit organization would then be able to lease it, lease it back to us or the property, and for like a 100-year lease, very cheap, renewable. And so they would, if we're the property owners, for example, if we go buy the Snowvale property, then in the future potentially a rich entity trust would be able to purchase it from us, then with the ability to do some soil improvements like biosolids, and some type of
Yeah, credits.
carbon credits. They make these improvements, give it to the nonprofit, and then we lease it from the nonprofit, and we could potentially earn some capital back. He said because it's outside of the attainment area for Hill Air Force Base, we wouldn't be able to use military dollars, but he has other funding available. So obviously the timing I don't understand quite yet. I guess there's some buy and hold scenario where
They have to own it for a year, and
there's minimum ownership periods.
I think 13 months for a year.
I don't like the lease option.
Yeah,
Most
but
anybody.
I guess what the reason why I said, hey, this is something that we need to investigate and really see if there's any viability, see if it's viable. But the point is here we are, we're laying out the money because we need it, and we're all agreeing it, and we're in a very good position, thank goodness. But it also is a way for us to get our money back, still fulfill the need at a very inexpensive price, and be able to capitalize on the how do you explain that? Because there would be a 50-50 split on the funding that is
just
for
the
their write
cost
I
share.
guess off the write-offs or something like that. I'm not it was very quick and it sounds complicated, but I think it warrants a little bit of investigation for down the road.
I think the one thing that we have in our advantage is we're not switching away from Marriott anytime soon.
Yeah.
And so it gives an opportunity for something like this to be more heavily reviewed, because we're in a hurry to buy the property, but we're not in a hurry to start using it. So it'll open up some time to be able to do some investigative work on stuff like that. It'd be awesome.
Well, I personally just felt like I wanted to include everybody in and know that what that conversation was, because I don't want to feel like I'm one that's, hiding anything by any means, but it's, I think we get this deal done and then it gives us a chance to kind of really explore it later.
And to Scott's point, it allows us to be creative, right? Like from the get-go, the board is deciding, we're in the driver's seat, and this purchasing the property allowed him to come explain it better than our 30-minute conversation we had with this afternoon. But we're in the driver's seat from start to finish, and potentially funding in the future. That's creative, right? And those are conversations we can have before we start applying, right? So we've got plenty of time.
Like it.
Thank you for sharing, though.
Like I said, it's just I was trying to think of all options and how can we protect the district and keep everything going forward. It keeps all the pricing down. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, just an FYI there.
You know, there's creative financing like that out there for about everything. You just got to know.
You got to know the right people, and that's all it boils down to.
So,
any other discussion?
I should have asked this question when Sky was on, but is there any expectation for us to deliver biosolids sooner than later so that his production goes up and he makes more money and can afford our lease terms? Like, is he kind of planning and expecting that to come to help, especially Martha's property that is so run down?
Yeah.
It's going to need a lot. Commercial fertilizer isn't going to do what our stuff will do.
Myron talked about that last time. I don't know if it was during the meeting or after, where like he said that there's a lot of multiple benefits for us sending a few loads up there.
We're saying we're going to stay at Marriott, but I think we need to take a few there. It will show. It'll help educate us on how it's really going to work, how much time it's really going to take, how much
the soil can respond.
It will give us a good early sample of what is coming.
Right.
And make our farm leasee happy.
Yeah.
Increased profits is a happy guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's any expectation on his end that that's going to happen. Or is he?
I would say, yeah. I mean, he feels like
we are buying it because we're
buying it to
provide
go
some.
We haven't talked to him about timing at all. We've been very close up on that. So I think the expectation is, we're going to go him directly. We generate a lot of solids, probably more than he anticipates.
Yeah.
So
we can care.
I mean, I'm just saying we've got to include that in the cost right now, because we will have that cost of trucking it up there. Mm-hmm. Not full amount by no means, but
that's a good point.
I think he's kind of expecting a little bit, and I think it gives us a good test run where we're going to eventually be.
Mm-hmm. We did talk to Sky a little bit about that, where, he basically indicated that he'd be thrilled, because he does know that there needs to be improvements on Martha's land specifically, and that there may be some negotiation there that, if we're willing to do it earlier or do something, that maybe there's something with the lease terms that we could, that he'd be willing to do something to allow us to do that would help alleviate maybe some of those hauling costs or something.
Yeah,
be sure.
Because he would, I would assume, would want to fertilize and get Martha's back up and running, and so share some of that cost with our trucking costs, and we both win.
Something like that, yeah.
We both win.
So maybe there's some room there.
That's crazy.
Well, and there's a lot of maintenance there, too, with the water, getting the pumps and everything up. Up to the,
yeah.
What do they call them? The rotations?
Pivots.
The pivots. Okay. Any other discussion or anything like that, you guys? I mean, I appreciate everybody taking time out of their schedule or making this meeting happen.
And I'm
I
sorry.
I know myself, I had to give up our city employee.
I had the 26th in my mind Thursday. I told my wife yesterday I got a sewer plant meeting on Thursday. I don't know where I messed up.
You're
fine.
You're
so,
you can take me to dinner tomorrow.
And I appreciate the call because I was on my way home from work. So it was just instead of stop at the house, stop here. But I'm sorry for being late.
This one is going to call his wife and soften that up a little bit.
I'm going to deep in the hole.
It's an old word. Okay, never mind then.
Okay, I'll let the motion to adjourn then.
Motion to adjourn.
A second.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
Hey, just really quick. I have a kid that's getting married and